Greg Giroux joins us right now. Can't say enough about the encyclopedic work. And Greg, I'm going to go to the University of Akron. Gave a speech out there at the basketball court once. And I'm going to look at the five Ohios that the University of Akron talks about. What did Ohio learn about the parts of Ohio that aren't diehard Republican, diehard Democrat, but in the middle, the central Ohio counties? What did we learn last night?
Well, there were 18 counties in Ohio that voted for Trump in 2020, but also for the abortion rights constitutional amendment on Tuesday. That includes Delaware County, just north of Columbus, so right in the smack dab middle of this state, highest educated, highest income county in Ohio. Used to be very Republican, kind of drifting away from them the last decade or two. That voted for it. Butler County, just north of Cincinnati, another suburban area that used to be heavily Republican. So I think, you know, Senator Sherrod Brown, the Democratic incumbent, who's got a tough race next year, he's probably going to try and make this a major issue of contrast with his Republican opponents.
The Republicans debate, I believe it's tonight in Miami. How does this change the debate, Greg Giroux?
Well, I think they're going to be maybe pressed on the issue and maybe asked, you know, to what extent are they going to emphasize it, if at all, in the 2024 election. I think they may emphasize their anti-abortion positions, but they're probably going to want to keep the focus on Biden, inflation, the economy, because I think Tuesday's election showed that this is a very, very tough issue for Republicans and continues to be a major motivating issue for Democratic candidates in their voter turnout operations.
So for someone like me, Greg, who doesn't follow these state level races as closely as, you know, a lot of the political folks and yourself do, is the headline, it was a good day for Democrats and a tough day for Republicans who want to make abortion one of the leading issues?
Yes, because the Democrats continued a streak of non-presidential elections, victories in non-presidential elections held since, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court in the Dobbs decision 16 months ago overturned Roe v. Wade. I mean, you look at Pennsylvania, for example. So last night they elected a Democrat to a state Supreme Court seat. Okay, I compared that to 2021 before Dobbs, and the biggest gains the Democrats made were in Chester County, Bucks County, Berks County. These are all counties, you know, that ring or near Philadelphia. Again, major blocks of votes in suburban areas helping Democrats win.
So, Greg, my map that I grew up with of the United States had 50 states. Does your map have counties? How do you know all this stuff?
A lot of time looking at election results and spreadsheets and census data. So,
right.
3,100 and... 40 counties, give or take. So, yeah, I mean, we can look at states, and people describe states as red or blue, but you have to look under the hood at what's driving that,
but
and
Greg,
how the counties are changing.
To Paul's really good question, which is your encyclopedic knowledge on this, Greg, you know all of the candidates nationwide are paying huge fees to people like Greg Giroux who are encyclopedic about this. Yeah. What did your industry learn last night? What did the nerd, as Paul politely says, or I'm saying it, nerd like Greg Giroux, political nerds, what did you learn last night?
Well, this was kind of a dress rehearsal for 2024. I much prefer election results, which are real, rather than polls, which are theoretical, although we have to live with polls. But it also tells me that, you know, a year is an eternity in politics, and while Democrats can take some successes away from Tuesday, there's a lot that can change over the next year, and that it's not quite an apples-to-apples comparison between these mostly non-federal elections on Tuesday versus the big federal election for the presidency, but also the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate.
So, I mean, do you, if you're the Republican National Committee, if you're the Democratic National Committee, you step back and you look at these results, do you think they're going to change? What changes do you think they may make here in response to what we saw yesterday?
Well, I think they're going to try and continue to ramp up their voter operations, voter turnout operations. You know, in a state like Ohio last night, you know, maybe 4 million people voted, and that was on par with a 2022 midterm election turnout, which is pretty good for an odd number year. But, you know, Ohio is probably going to have north of 6 million people, or about 6 million people voting the presidential election. So how do you reach those 2 million and change voters who, you know, vote for president but didn't participate in Tuesday? Those are people, I think, the Democrats and the Republicans are going to want to reach. This is not to say that Ohio is going to be a swing state again. It's probably more likely than not to vote Republican for president, but it's certainly a big state when it comes to the Senate and the House. Pennsylvania is going to be a swing state, as I think Tuesday's results underscored.
It's November. Greg, am I right? January 15th is like the real kickoff?
Well, it's certainly one of them. I mean, we've got, I think that certainly that the presidential primaries and caucuses will kind of kick off things and kind of begin the campaign year in earnest. But we also have some early congressional primaries in early March. I'm watching March 19th is the Ohio Republican U.S. Senate primary, where Sherrod Brown is going to find out who his opponent is. That's the very first competitive primary in any of the swing states.
We'll color that. We got 1 minute here to color that. Let's do it. Mr. Brown is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And the primaries, who's the Republican will be against him, right?
Correct.
And does President Trump have his favorite in that race?
He hasn't formally endorsed, but one of the candidates, Bernie Moreno, a wealthy businessman, is closer to Trump than the other two Republican candidates. And his son-in-law is a congressman who used to work for Trump.
Interesting. Is Joey Votto running? Just retired from the Cincinnati Reds.
Not that I know, but he do quite well in Hamilton County, I think.
Greg Giroux, thank you so much.
Back to the county
Joey Votto. Good morning, Cincinnati. What a class act.